This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
How is rewarding bad behavior impacting our society?
Society sucks now because people are rewarding bullshit. Look at music. Look at these BBLs. And this, I just get mad that also women are, they're making it worse. You're accepting bullshit. Mm-hmm. You're accepting nowadays men walking all over you because men nowadays, no offense, there's so many BBL and all these, like, no, I'm just saying because you're mad. Everybody, no offense. So many BBL, so many little sores, like, you know, running around. Like, men don't care about females no more. So, like, how you act as a female, y'all ruin this shit for real women that really, you know, we're real women. They expect us to be a certain way now, and we're not even like that. To me, that's how it ruins it. Society's messed up. You know, it's not like it was back in the day. Even 2000s, early 2000s are better than this. It's too easy. Women are making it too easy. So that's just...
What exactly is too easy?
Too easy? Like, yeah. For a woman? Yeah. They just give it up like it's clockwork. What do you mean too easy? Like, they don't... My dad taught me that a man wants to chase. And you don't even have to chase a woman. Meaning, like, don't be all over a man. Don't just, I'm not talking about one night stands or whatever. I'm just talking about you're too easy. Like, you give him what you want. You're too available. Mm-hmm. A real man don't want you too available. He wants to know, are you busy? What do you do while I'm at work? Like, not like you just here and just waiting for the ladies to get cocked up. And then, like, you know, you just waiting for a good time. Like.
Welcome back to another episode of Daily Wrap Up Crew. No book of, but I go by the name of Eli. As always, we got Ace with us.
Yes, indeed. It's your boy Ace. I make it look easy and 2K out, so you're not going to see me. Ace to go 2-4.
Yo, send him super chat so he gets some VC, because you know he got to do his play. His nigga got the
brown shirt. You still got the brown shirt, my boy? Huh? The brown shirt?
The shirt? Yeah, that's crazy, man. Last but not least, we got Jew.
What it do? It's your boy Jew. I'm tired, so I owe y'all an apology. I'm a Taurus, so I'm going to blame it on my astrology. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else does. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, man, that was kind of clean. I ain't going to hold you. That was clean. We got some special guests in the building. Ladies, let them know where they can follow you at.
Miss Long Legs.
Okay, that's your IG?
Yes.
Okay.
I know you long legs. Right.
Yes. Hi. My name's Hazel. You can find me at IamHazel_Cartel. I'm a hip-hop artist in R&B. I'm glad to be here.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. And my name is Alexis Bree. You can find me on Instagram, AlexisBree_.
Mm-hmm. Listen, before we get into these topics, make sure y'all hit that like button. Subscribe if y'all not already subscribed. Join the membership. Cop the merch, man. We all got the merch. You've been slacking. I ain't going to hold you. You've been slacking. DailyRapCrew.co. And we need y'all to join that membership, man. Patreon. We're on Patreon now, too. So Patreon, the YouTube memberships, and listen to the podcast audio on Tuesdays, man. Every morning, Tuesday morning, make sure y'all listen to that. It helps us out a lot. Mm-hmm. Get into this first topic, right? Are women a reason men aren't vulnerable with their emotions? What's your thoughts? Anybody could go with this one.
Honestly, it depends. Like, women that you date shouldn't be the reason, but if you were raised with a mother that really wasn't there for you emotionally or taught a man, oh, you have to be tough, then maybe that's why. But honestly, more men does, because it's usually the father that try to teach the son or whoever they're raising, look, don't cry. It's weak. Or they're homies that make fun of them if they're a little bit emotional. So a little bit the women, but mostly, yeah, the men.
I ain't gonna lie, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the men that do it more. And the reason I say that is because we all know as women, if we're going through things emotionally, we automatically there. We're like the cheerleading squad. We in the bathroom. We don't even know these girls. Like, it's all right, girl. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Y'all just gonna be like, well, she broke your heart. Man, I don't know. You better go get this this lap dance and take this drink and mm-hmm. call it a day.
Or they're like, you crying? What you crying for, homie? What you crying for? Like, you saw. Mm-hmm. Oh, she got you like that. And it's like, as a man, it's mm-hmm. like, dang, I really want to show my emotions and vent to my homies, but they got me feeling kind of sauce. Like, I mean, no, soft and sus. So,
I think women are accepting of men crying.
So say it again.
I think women are accepting of men crying.
I'll be honest. I'll be honest.
I'm attracted to it. Yeah, but
we got to be honest, though. Most women aren't.
Thank you.
That's not a woman, then. That's a little girl. That's a little girl.
That's a fact, too, though.
Don't cry too much.
And
there we have it.
Now we're getting somewhere. Yeah, like, most women are okay with that, because then they'll be like, well, it's too much. He's too emotional. Mm-hmm. But, a woman who really wants to be with you and cares about you as a person and your emotional health, they shouldn't, that shouldn't be a problem, but we're not going to lie and be like most women, like, don't make it a problem when a man is emotional, though.
Mm-hmm.
They do. Cause now
and even if some women do tolerate it, it's going to get to a point where she's going to be like, damn,
right, how long?
Always crying.
If you cry too much, though. Yeah.
But it's nice to see a man be vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So,
until he's doing it in front of you.
You cried.
No.
Are you okay? Is everything all right? So, it's nice to see that softer side of a man or whatnot.
Once in the blue.
Yo, Keem, what's your thoughts on this, man? Because are the ladies capping right now? I don't know.
I mean, they did make some valid points because, you know what I mean, your homies, they do. We were brought up on, like, tougher love than, you know, women are. They could cry forever and it'll be okay. But I do think that women aren't accepting of men crying. They say sometimes at all, but you probably gotta cry once a decade. Otherwise, you're not gonna get no respect. That's it. Like,
once a decade.
That's
but
it.
I think it depends on the woman too. Like, I'm not saying you're supposed to be crying and like we out on a date, but like if we're in a full blown relationship, like you should be comfortable crying to me, telling me how you feel and all of that because we're in a relationship. But yeah, of course, I don't want to just see a man walking down the street
and then we'll be arguing the next week. A crying ass bitch. You know what I mean?
That's fact.
I know you ain't raising your voice at me, you cry baby ass dick.
Come on, you guys come hard for women too when y'all argue. Like,
but
you
why
know
would
saying?
You be with a woman like that? That if you were in a relationship with her, as soon as you cry,
what a woman who not like that?
I'm not gonna lie, I am. You piss me off. I'm gonna bring it up, but it does turn me on.
She was the main one.
Wait. Let me explain. I love a man that cries. If you're my man, wait. I'm about to break it down. If you were my man and like you're venting and something really hurt you, I'd rather you vent than you snap, because if you hold it in, you can really snap. And if God forbid,
you
go
write
just,
it down and use the shit against
but
you later.
But if you're a crybaby crying all the time and all that, I don't like that whatsoever. There's like a big difference. So if you're crying because you're cheating, cry all day, that turns me on.
What?
Yeah, I'm serious.
That's toxic.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, let's say, for example, if a man cheats, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm not beat. A girl gonna take him back unless once. You can be like, I'm independent, so am I. But at least once. I wanna see you cry for you putting me through
stuff.
First
of all, he ain't crying. You gonna be crying.
No, I'm not.
You got cheated on.
No, like, not when they want you back.
I did everything for you, nigga. You was sleeping at my crib.
We cry at first, but when the men, they go so hard when they really want you back if you're that female.
That's true. Mm.
Yeah, they'll do the most. I done had somebody crying in my window.
And you said they crying.
And you said that turn you on?
Yeah, if you messed up, it does. Because now I'm going to play you. Now I'm going to, you know.
Like what?
And
that's
if you
why.
If you cheated. My Lord. You cheated on me, there's a difference.
So you going to take him back to play him?
Hell yeah. The game is fair game.
Look. She's 100% right. And I know this. That's why I never,
she is right.
Because that's why you don't apologize. You just double down on it. You get what I'm saying? You be like, fuck it. Like, I got caught. So what? You want to stay? You want to leave? And she going to still be crying. Don't worry.
He's right.
Fellas, take notes. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, don't that's right.
Toxic shit. Don't toxic. Toxic. Yeah, don't
toxic. Toxic. But
she's right. Toxic, he's really friend. Right.
Yeah, double down.
What do you think about this, Jew? Like,
I actually think you ladies are wrong, even about the whole perspective of the mothers. If you look at single mothers, you know, they try to implement of trying to replace your father. So sometimes they try to give you the mindset of being strong and forgetting the part of being nurturing. You get what I'm saying? Because they be like, oh, you don't have a dad, so I got to make him tough. Or I got to make him into a man. And some young men, even in that situation, becomes their mother man. And like, you know what I'm saying? Not by choice, but it just wound up happening that way.
Because there's not a male figure around all the time.
Facts.
So a female, you're giving off their... your emotions, your like
perspective,
perspectives, exactly.
So not necessarily. I'm sorry, you was gonna say something?
No, I was gonna say I kind of agree with everybody, but I think it's a little different when it comes to women, because women are the ones openly expressing, like you said, oh, we want you to be vulnerable. So now, yeah, give us that. You know, that access, okay, yeah, our guy friends, you know, they don't openly express to us that, yo, we want you to be vulnerable, nigga. So it's different. We don't expect
that. Sound weird.
But, exactly. You know, it's different when you're telling us, yeah, we do want you to be vulnerable. So now I feel like I have a safe space. And then when I do open up, I tell you that I just lost my job, I tell you I'm stressed out, I tell you that I'm depressed. And a lot of times women will use that against the men, especially in the heat of an argument, especially when they want to belittle you or they want to, you know what I mean? And that is, I think that's more detrimental to a man, because he felt like he had a safe space. And because when he opened up to you, now you use it against him. Now he's like, yo, I'm never opening up to another woman again. Because
that happens a lot.
I don't want to feel that. You know what I mean? So
no, that's very true.
Yeah, I haven't realized that. What women say they want something, it turns out that they don't want it. Like,
I think that's not all women.
Oh, I want a nice guy. They get a nice guy. Oh, he too nice.
You know? I think that's
boring.
People.
Yeah, that I agree.
I get a vulnerable man. Yeah. Oh, nah, he's too vulnerable. I don't want it no more. Like, everything y'all say y'all want, y'all really don't want.
Well,
it's what y'all think y'all want.
It's just not too much. It's like, you know what I'm saying? You can be vulnerable. Mm. You can be that guy that who cries, but don't overbear it while we look at you as a sucker. That's like if you want a beautiful woman.
But how do you know when you cross that line?
You guys that say you want like a beautiful woman, example, right? A lady. You like girls, how they say, bougie, or like, you know, they take care of themselves, but you wouldn't want somebody too bougie that digs in your pockets, because now you broke. So it's only a little bit. It's not like all. We want you vulnerable and cry like us.
Wait, men said they want bougie women?
Well, I'm being an example. Like, bougie,
give me a better example.
All right.
How about
do
classy?
Men want bougie women?
How
about
classy?
No. Okay, not classy. That nigga ain't going to say, oh, you too classy. I don't want you to
say. That's kind of different.
It's the Quavo song, the Domingo song, and they think that's what we want.
That's why I said it's not for all women. No. Some men like their women to be only in labels. Like, you know what I'm saying? Someone only, like, they want to match their fly, right? But when we dig in their pockets, it's a problem. So it's like, okay, you want to spend and have this, but not too much. Because now you're really hurting my bank account. So that's what we're saying. Basically, I want you to be vulnerable, but don't be no... Because then I'm going to think I'm going to you up.
Like, men are just more direct than what they want, and they're willing to accept what they got. That's whether true. Even if you're not reaching the potential that man want or he believe you're supposed to reach, he still might stick with you. You get what I'm saying? Have hope.
That's true.
Praying and wishing you might become that perfect person.
But see, this is I think the problem is when women say certain things that they want, since y'all are such logical people, y'all just go by that, and y'all just, that's what it is. It's no... left is no right. You said what you said. You said that's what you wanted, and that's it. Instead of, like you said, like, okay, well, what exactly does that mean? And what is the level of vulnerability that you want me to have? Instead of, oh, you told me to be vulnerable, so now I just assume what it is and do whatever. When no, it's questions that go along with this.
True.
Or you can just communicate what you want from the beginning. I mean,
they can't do that.
That too.
But how they gonna communicate? I want you to be vulnerable, but not too vulnerable. It's cry, but don't cry too much.
And plus, like, people lie in the beginning. When you first meet you, it's not. It's always good in the beginning. Mm. So
and
I agree.
And
with
I always
him.
Say women always want like that middle. It gotta be like a perfect balance. Anything you can name, anything, it gotta be in the middle. Like, not too this, not too that.
You don't think men do that?
Nah. You can't give me an example. You've been sitting there for
I explained the example. I gave you a perfect example.
You said, oh, I want you to match my fly, but not too much. Can I dig
No, that I was saying how, like, men, they do. There's some men, like, not all men, of course. Mm. There's some men that, like, I met them that only want their girls to rock labels, if that makes sense. Mm. But it's like, if she keeps digging in your pockets, you can't complain. That's why I said they wanted a little bit, but not too much. It was just like a little example when I meant a little bit, not too much, basically.
Yeah, that's crazy. Listen, let me get to this next topic, right? Okay. It says, what are women requiring from men that are not being received or acknowledged? Jew, can you explain this one a little bit?
I just want to hear from women because, you know, I do hear complaints that men are not doing this, they're not doing that. So I wanted to hear from maybe you ladies that y'all could tell us something that we're not doing that we're supposed to be doing, as far as, like, maybe it could be, like, providing. You feel like we're not doing as much in that department, or
don't be giving them answers.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Yeah. I gave y'all one example.
I'm gonna let y'all go first because I don't think nobody gonna like my answer.
For me?
No, okay. Just in general.
My opinion. I really like loyalty. I love it because it's very rare. Mm. I feel like a majority of men that I experience don't give that. That's just my opinion. Just to be honest, be loyal.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, that's it. It would have been simple if people could do that.
Long legs, what was your answers?
Say the question again, because before I go off.
I just want you to go off. Fuck it.
Maybe she has to remember. Say it again. Maybe she has to remember. Yeah.
So say it again.
What are women requiring from men that they aren't receiving or not acknowledging?
That men are not acknowledging.
I feel like men. Because I'm trying to pull it. Men expect women to do this, do that. Okay, so situation. I live alone, this, that, and the third. You have your space. I have my space. All right? You call me and say, okay, do you need anything? Do you want anything? This, that, and the third. You know that I need or I want stuff in my house, this, that, and the third. Why do y'all expect women to expect you to? Are you following?
No.
Like, no.
I think
so, I'm about to say. So I would say this.
Men expect. Y'all want us to.
We got to reboot this
computer. Like, all right, tell so let y'all me start this. Maybe. Or whatnot. Maybe what she means is, we want you to be out about your word. A lot of men front in the beginning to get you. Oh, I'll take care of you. I do all this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just be about your word. I don't care if you worked at Burger King. If I like you, I like you. I'm all about souls and, like, how we connect. Mm-hmm. And I'll be like, nah, I'm good. But don't say you're going to take care of me and then it don't happen, because now I expect it. And I ask you, are you sure I can do it on my own? Because now you look like a clown.
So you met the Burger King cashier and he told you he's going to take care of you.
No, I didn't say I met that. I said I accept it. But even worse, I had somebody with no job and I held it down. That's even worse. I'll take a Burger King over no job.
So how much would you expect from that person? You already going to
I'm
a situation.
I'm not expecting you to be about your word.
No, exactly. But his word is not his reality. When you know, this is the problem with sometimes.
Did he
with
say he's
going to
take you, take get, you right
no,
now?
No, please let me explain, because I got something to say to that.
Because you can't expect something from someone that don't have shit.
Exactly.
He just giving you game, telling you what you want to hear. You got to be the bigger person and be like, well, clearly you're not on my level, or you're not. I'm wasting my time.
I agree. But in the beginning, nobody knows they're wasting their time. You can never say that you met a female that you thought she was going to be something. Turns out, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So what I was saying is, if I know you work at Burger just be honest. If you don't have it like that and you work somewhere, just be honest. I don't care. I have my own. That's fine. But I'm talking about, I want a man to be about his word, though. If you're bragging, you get to the bag, but really you can't even, and you work at Burger King, I don't like that. Just be about your word. Exactly. If you don't, if you work somewhere, you don't make enough, I got you. But don't act like you don't live this lifestyle. I don't like in front of it. Be about your word. Exactly. I'll hold it down if you ain't got it. I'll even teach you how to build a brand, and we could do this together. Because shit is hard and fucking expensive as hell.
This is before or after he got the booms. Because a nigga will tell you whatever you want to hear before the pussy.
That's what I said in the beginning. So this was before. Right? Let's say before I get to the bag. I get to the bag and whatever. I'm like, nah, you good. But you really bragging the designers. You get to the bag and whatever. Okay, that attracts us. Right? Mm-hmm. But then if you hit it and you do smash good, and I finally work at Burger King, I'll accept it because you just smashed it good. Mm-hmm. So it does go hand in hand. In the beginning, so what you're saying is
he could still be successful while fronting because he go front, smash good, and you going to accept it.
Yeah. No, I said not successful. I'm talking about like in the beginning, don't front, basically. Don't act like you got this. You this business owner. Come to find out you work at Burger King. You could have told me up front. Mm-hmm. Now, basically, is what I'm saying is, let's say if a person lies.
You also said we all lie in the beginning to get, you realize that, right?
I said we can run this back. I said not all of them. I corrected myself. I said it's a majority. Mm-hmm. Majority means most.
No, when you first meet somebody, you want to show them the better side of yourself, right?
Don't lie about it.
Yeah.
What y'all saying is niggas should stop fronting up.
Yes. Because I'm going to let you know my flaws. And what just be honest.
Okay.
Just think about it. How many women date people in jail? A lot of them. So why would we?
I think that's different.
So,
I don't think that's
an example. So why won't you keep it a front, like a buck from the beginning? Your flaws, because they don't get no worse in jail. So like, just be honest. And I'm just saying.
I don't think you can lie from there. You're getting a collect call.
No, it's just an example. My example is if women's willing to accept that, be you. Because if we feel like you, we're going
to
accept
it. That's the crazy contradiction. They're willing to accept that from that nigga in that predicament. But an average man, they're expecting 15 times more. You can know I work at Burger King, but expect me to pay your rent. It's impossible. You know I work at Burger King, ma.
That's expectations. I would never expect anybody to pay my rent. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't it's about just, expectation. But some people the do question that. Was, basically, like,
what are women requiring from
exactly. I don't require for you to work at Burger King. Nothing. I don't expect you to do anything. I require you to be honest.
Exactly.
And tell me how it is so I know how to. That way I know if I want to mess with you or not. Mm-hmm. At least keeping 100 from the beginning.
So we got loyalty. We got honesty. You said you was going to go off. Let me hear what
you're saying. I'm not going to go off, but honestly, I'm going to say this. It's a difference between a boy and a man. At the end of the day, men are going to give you what you need. Now, if you want something different as far as details of how he is as a person and his characteristics, that's different. But a real man is going to provide. He's going to protect you. He's going to do what he has to do. The only thing I think a man could do a little bit differently, but it's hard because they just aren't wired like that, is a little bit more compassion and empathetic when it comes to how women feel and what we're going through and the way we communicate.
That's probably.
But other than that, a man is gonna do what a man has to do. So I know y'all won't hear that, but it's true. It's stop bad. Messing Remember. With boys.
What? Oh, okay.
But yeah, stop messing with boys. It's not the same thing.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
But you said be empathetic to the way y'all communicate.
Yes.
What you mean by that?
All right, y'all ain't gonna like this either, ladies. Don't come at me, but. Honestly, most women don't know how to correctly communicate.
Y'all want
to
keep my
Most women don't know how to correctly communicate, that's right? And what I mean by that is we'll use words that, you know, have different meanings, or we'll say one thing or really mean something else. Mm. And then, like I said earlier, like, men are men. You said what you said, and that's all I can go by because that's what you said. But if you don't know how to properly communicate, now it's automatically messed up because I'm just going off what you said.
Right.
Okay. I believe women communicate. I don't believe you guys could comprehend. So
that's the part of communication.
It is.
Most.
I would say because you guys could say what y'all want, but y'all don't understand that it's not realistic to get that or to hear somebody tell you what y'all supposed to be doing at the same time. You guys are very vocal on what you want and how you guys want it. But the, everything else, like you're saying, it's it goes together. Communication is, you have to comprehend to really communicate. But it's only like one part you guys are doing very well. The other part is just like, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm sorry. But so it's just like flying
out.
You
said it's not realistic, like what women actually want, like, and tell you what they want?
Sometimes their expectations is unrealistic.
Yeah, but then we tell you what we want, and then it's like, oh, what?
So basically, all right, I'm gonna give you my example. I mean, like you said, there's a difference between a boy and a man.
Yes.
There's a difference between a girl and a woman, or a guy and a girl.
We do.
I agree.
So we tell you what we want, and then we
all I really want is for you to be honest, so we can build. So like that's realistic. You're supposed to be honest. It says it in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't gonna front throw that shit down, because if not, then it's gonna probably it's not gonna work. But, like, you know, that's what they...
I agree with all you guys' reasoning. I'm not going to lie. Men need to be more loyal.
Let's get to this next topic.
Okay.
Yo,
I can't.
Yo, hit that like button, man. Like,
I'm about to say, don't push this, because I think...
We got a lot of topics to get through, want, so I just want to make sure, we, like... Men be like...
You want to make sure she's good.
They be like, what?
What? Oh, you want that? Oh... I told you what I wanted, and now...
Yo, listen.
Now you don't want what I want?
Listen, this next topic, okay. Right?
What?
Listen, this next topic, right? Should a man that pays child support still be responsible for a child's needs?
Yes. Yes.
Explain. Let me
yes. Okay, you're paying what you're paying, but that's still your child.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like men of color, and I don't want to go deep, but men of color, when they feel like they're on child support, their tunnel vision is, I'm on child support, and that's all I'm doing. Like, don't do that. You still have a child. That child still needs stuff. They still have to go with life. Life is still lifing. You're still... No. You're paying that bill, but there's still things, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I feel like
I also just want to let you know that men of color are in the homes the most out of any other group.
Indeed.
Men of color are what? In the homes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are more black fathers in homes than any
other race, by the way. Yeah. In case you was wondering. So what's your thoughts on this? Should a man that's paying child support still be responsible for a child's needs?
I don't think so. I don't have my daughter's father on child support. I don't believe it. I think if we have agreement, as long as you're still there for her and, you know, we both help each other out, that's all I care about. Now, that's if it's regular needs. If you pay child support, there's some men think they get paid child support, but not in the picture. They don't have to be in the picture. I don't agree with that. Mm. I agree you should be in the picture and still do it for your child, but you don't have to do that. Like, you don't have to be on child support. We could do that together.
Mm. Yeah. I think it depends. And what it depends on
come a little closer.
I think it depends on the woman. Mm-hmm. If you're paying child support, but you know for a fact, like, she's a, like, petty woman, don't do nothing else, because the court ain't recognizing that. You ain't getting credit for that. It's really, like, a waste of time if you have a woman that is constantly after you or, like, this, you know, going to try to get at you in a court-like setting or in any type of government policy, right? Because at the end of the day, the child support is the court order. Whatever you do after that is technically gifts. So you don't get credit for that. But if you know you have a good relationship with the child of your mother, then yeah, it might be safe to do that. So and that's
you got
fine
a good relationship, you won't be on child support.
Exactly.
I mean, that too. But yeah, you know,
I want your thoughts on this, and I'm gonna start here with you because you was very vocal. We had a woman on the show who said that if she was getting child support, that she should be able to use the child support money to get her hair done. What's your thoughts on that?
Now, that's just silly. That's just silly. Like, and see, and then that's where, because I don't want to retract what I said, mm-hmm. because, yes, child support is there for child support, but then you have individuals that abuse child support. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, now, if you're paying child support and you still, I feel as though if you're paying child support, still do. Because if I took you to child support, that was because you weren't doing. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to go, I'm going to speak on myself. Okay. I'm not going to put you on child support and then still be vindictive.
You got, you got a nigga on child support right now?
I do. I do.
I mean,
yeah. Okay.
So I'm speaking on
He wasn't doing shit before that.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of niggas that's not that deserve to be on it.
Like, I was gonna say we could be.
He
real
was like you. Because he bought sneakers. You bought sneakers.
These sneakers getting expensive. Like,
sneakers are.
Shit ain't enough.
Like,
shit, that's almost the damn near the.
Then you gotta get your priorities straight. I've seen
women get greedy with child support, mm-hmm. and then when they go to the court, now they're getting significantly less than what they, you know, what the man was doing for self. Like, you know what
now,
I mean?
See, that's what I'm saying. Now, I'm going to accept my child support, and then if you do extra, thank you. I appreciate that. This, that, and the third, but I'm still going to accept my child support because I'm getting the bare minimum with child support. So that's why I'm accepting.
Do you think if you didn't have child support in like set up, do you think he would have been giving you anything?
I don't know.
Not all men.
I don't know. And that's why.
Because I just need to, I want to understand, like, why do some people go the child support route mm-hmm. when they know that they could probably have a conversation
now, see,
with the person and
like, come with give the nigga a chance.
I'm going to just speak on my fact and I'm going to be quick with it. Ooh. I got on child support because I needed to get on child support. I had to get food stamps. So food stamps, child support came with it. You get what I'm saying? Mm. I didn't go get child support. You get what I'm saying? Oh, so okay. I wasn't on some, I'm going to get child support
you wasn't for being you. Vindictive.
You get what I'm saying? I wasn't being vindictive. But now that I'm getting the child support and you choose to do something extra, okay, I'm going to take the, but I'm not being vindictive. I'm not taking the child support and saying now, do this and do this and do this. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Like, that's interesting. Because that's like basically the government saying, listen, I'm going to give you money for this food, but your baby father got paid for this shit.
They do. That's
basically what they're saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they do.
Especially when it comes to certain services. Like, it might be food stamps. It might be, especially when you start to get cash from them. Mm-hmm. They're going to be like, we need his information as much as you know.
Yeah, so that's why I had to get child support because I had to get cash and this, that, and third, and I'm putting all my business out there like that. But
I think
to
answer your question, though, about why women do that, right?
Yeah.
It's because you have to understand in situations like that, it's only two reasons, let's be real. It's because the woman is bitter or the man is bitter, so a conversation can't be had. It's easy to have a conversation and to be like, yeah, okay, this is the agreement. You do this for the child. You do this so we don't have to have child support. But if I have a bitter baby father that always disrespects me or, you know, he's mad that I'm moving on and stuff like that, I can't have a conversation with him. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with a woman and if it's a man. If I have a bitter baby mother, how am I talk to her when every second I talk to her, she, you don't do nothing, you a bitch ass nigga. Mm-hmm. I can't have a conversation with that. So the only other thing is for them to be like, well, I guess I'm just go ahead and put them on child support.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I dislike the women, the vindictive woman, like you said, who will purposely keep the child away from the father and then complain that, oh, well, you don't do nothing. I'm like, so damn, like, I can't even see my child. I think obviously in some situations, obviously women, you know, deserve those type of services. But I think sometimes in society, women can tend to look at those things as a easy paycheck or even when it comes to you know, child support or just like alimony or whatever the case is, is you see women getting pregnant by whoever just so they can get the check. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, so it just becomes running game at this point. You're trying to finesse the system. You know what I mean? And that's women in any culture. Like, you know what I mean?
That's not a woman. That's a trife. Mm-hmm. She's trifling. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that. That's trifling.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, I still believe that you should provide for your kid, whether you pay child support or not, because, you know, the things that you're giving to them directly, they get to accept that, those gifts. You get what I'm saying? Of course, I don't want nobody on it, especially if you are a father that's in that child's life. But for the niggas that ain't paying shit, and some of these women do have to put some of these dudes that just won't get a job. Some niggas have quit their job, so... Oh, she trying to put me on child support? That's fuck this. I'm going to do this bum shit. Yep. Yep. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And fuck that kid. I ain't even want him in the first place. That's your kid. Mm-hmm. You know, those niggas need to be on child support. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But the men that's there and women are making, I know multiple men who are like fight to be in their children's life and women make it so hard for them.
I don't like that. So, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
The reason why I really brought up this topic, I seen a man that was married. His wife was mad that he was still doing other things for his child. And she was saying, you pay child support, you shouldn't give your baby mother any money.
Right?
Yeah, I seen that.
That pissed me off.
That's where I got the topic from. Mm-hmm. So I was, if you ladies were married, do you feel like you would feel the same way as far as your husband spending money on his child outside of child support?
No. Because I don't know. Well, anybody else want to answer this? I don't want to be rude.
No, you're good. Go.
I want to feel bad. I guess every woman's different because I want more children, but just not for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So if anything, I want to participate and help you take care of your kid. Where it gets funny is when if I think you and your baby mother still have too close of a relationship where y'all linking up without the kid. Or when you with her, you don't answer the phone.
Gotcha.
That's, like, too much. But I want you to, because then if you don't take care of your kid, you're a trifling dad. Mm-hmm. And I have a daughter. Why would I want your trifling ass around my kid you can't even do for yours? Mm-hmm. And I think that's really sad and pathetic. So I couldn't do it if there was. But if I was, you have to. Like, I will want you.
Mm. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Listen, let me get to this next topic. This one is pretty interesting. Are women entitled to protection from men? And obviously, I got this concept from y'all. I don't know if y'all seen the woman that got hit with the brick and her face was swollen. And you know, she was saying that nobody was there to protect her, nobody stepped in, nobody intervened. What are y'all thoughts on that situation? And do y'all think somebody should have stepped in to help her?
What?
I mean, because I can answer it.
She did start pointing at you in the beginning when
but,
we started.
I can answer it, but
no, I'm going to say this. Yeah, the word entitlement, nobody's entitled to anything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, is it a man's role to protect? Yes, but in what situation and to what extent? Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, lady, I don't know you. You're not my wife. You're not my girlfriend. And if this man just hit you with a brick, what he gonna do to me? Mm-hmm. But seriously, because, like, you have to think, like, all right, am I willing to protect you to the point that I'm willing to put my life at risk? Mm-hmm. And, like I said, who are you to me? Like, is that a man's role to be a protector and to, you know, protect you? Yes, but
it depends. That's what I'm saying. It depends. Expected, because you're supposed to
right.
be safe.
But you're not just entitled to it just because you're a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just entitled to that.
Because I was saying, watching,
I should make a certain amount of money just because I'm a woman. Oh, okay. That don't make sense.
I was watching Love & Hip Hop and I can't think of his name right now, but he said to Ciara, he was like, Ciara was arguing with
another man,
mm-hmm. and she was like, you should have stood up for me.
Talking to her husband?
Huh?
Talking to her husband?
No, she was talking to just another man. Okay. She was arguing with Scrappy.
Mm.
Oh, whatnot. And she said to another man, like, you should have stood up for me. He was in my face and stuff like that. And he said to her, he was like, I'm not your shining Your knight in shining armor. And I got what he said. Like, my cutty said, if he hit you with a brick, what the fuck?
Right, like, then what? Now
like, you're crazy. But then twisted. Men should protect women. You get what I'm saying? It's like I saw where he was saying, like, like, I'm not humping on you, sis. Like, like, why am I defending you? That's, like, that was y'all whole argument.
That's
like,
why I take it. Why if you're a stranger, like, you shouldn't, as a man, no, you're gonna protect no female, because nobody knew she was actually going around smacking Caucasian people. She was going around smacking Caucasian people. She happened to smack the wrong one. So he picked up a brick. You can't go knocking on the devil's door and not think he's not going to answer. Like, I don't expect you, if you're a stranger or me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. But if I know you and I came with you or live with somebody I love, heck yeah. But that whole thing with the brick girl, I don't think she was entitled to that. She sounded stupid. Yeah.
Okay, so.
First, I felt bad, so I found out she was smacking people. That's why she got hit.
So what's your thoughts on this, Jill?
I do give a I have some sort of empathy for the situation. I don't think I want to hear any woman get hit with a brick. I don't care who she's slapping or whatever. She might need my sister to come walk her down the block or something, but I don't think it's a man place to hit her with a brick. I'm going to say that. But if I was there, I don't know if I'm out here being Captain Save-A-Ho. Like, I just don't. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying, she's not entitled to that. My mother, my daughter, my lady at home, my sisters, my cousins, they're entitled to that. And you know what I'm saying? That's who I'm putting my life on the line for. This world is not what we thought it was in 1970, 1980, where your community was around. I wish it was like that. But niggas is shooting niggas every day.
In broad daylight. You know what I'm saying? Females, to me, are getting the worst.
For no reason. I'm sorry, this is the situation.
But females are also antagonizing men also, too, for it to get escalated, for you to get smacked with a freaking brick. Like, what did you do to that man for him to smack you with a whole brick? I mean, come on.
It's not. Nah, I can't.
There was no excuse for that.
Yeah, there's no excuse.
It wasn't no excuse for that. But
what he's supposed to
do? If you're going to keep.
But what who's supposed to do?
Then, like, a man that was to come in and say something. Like, what he's supposed to do? You already got hit. It's like, what I'm supposed to do? I'm supposed to get a brick and hit him now? Like, am I supposed to say something and be like, yo, you tripping? What he's supposed to do?
It's not right. We never said it was right, but entitled. Let's say you walked around. Were you entitled to save her? I'm not saving nobody that was walking around smacking people. Because you kind of asked for it. Now, I felt bad in the beginning when I found out what she was doing. Literally,
I still feel bad for her.
Crazy. She was smacking around.
I mean, she still don't deserve to get hit with a brick.
I use the word entitled because, you know, there's this narrative that women are protected. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the general consensus, right? And so when we ask these type of questions, and obviously when we see that situation, when we hear that, what do most women expect in that situation to happen? You know, this is a random woman, this is a stranger. Do women just in general expect men to just come out of nowhere and just, you know,
save and
protect them? Is that how that works? Or that's what we talking about?
I don't know. You know, I don't.
But most women do, though.
If they don't know you and you're most a stranger, women, they expect.
Didn't you just see what she did?
No, I know, but I didn't know most is a she lot.
Most women do.
I
would say most.
Most the crazy part is,
and it's delusional.
Most people do be feeling like they're entitled for somebody to protect them. Like, I don't know, not saying it like that, but I don't know you from a can of paint. Like, like, I'm not expecting you to protect me. Now, if we've been friends for 5 years, 6 years, and somebody
hit you with a brick,
yeah, I'm gonna be like, bro, you ain't gonna handle that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. But like, I ain't seen nothing.
But like,
society will paint men as cowards. The men that stand around and looked around and watch. You're a coward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the first thing she said. All these men around.
Go be courage the cowardly dog because I'm out of here.
Anything.
No,
yeah.
Sis,
but is it worth it?
Niggas just standing around like,
where did he get a brick from, though?
Yeah, where you get a brick? That's what I'm saying. Yo, so I... Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to chime in real quick. I do agree with you. I think the women in your life, your family, your circle is the ones that's entitled for your protection. But in this world that we're living in right now, it's just so many people losing their lives. Like the video you sent the other day, this was literally a father with his wife and his baby. Saw a woman getting beat up, went to go help her, and ended up getting shot 6 times. Mm-hmm. So now that family has
died. And
so now that family's protector is gone. So we're gonna protect my people when I go. You feel me? So I gotta think about me and mine in the first place, man. I'm sorry she got hit with a brick.
Sound like individualism, my brother.
If I was there, like Kevin I might Hart have said, to say,
you gotta mind your business.
That sound like individualism, my brother.
I might have had to hit her with it. That's crazy. That's crazy.
You gonna ignore that's not individualism.
I call the authorities.
Right, I'm sorry to hear that. Do you need a police officer?
Exactly.
You need
an ambulance? That's what he's saying. Why would he put his life on risk? I'm sorry to hear that. A stranger, because people die over petty stuff. You're talking about the guy that his son was getting bullied, and he went outside to talk to them, and they ended up shooting dad.
This was a guy. He was like outside of Walmart. They just went shopping or whatever, and he seen a woman getting beat up in the parking lot.
Wow, you see?
And he went to go help and got shit.
And that's how crazy it is nowadays. If they gonna kill in broad daylight, and especially if you kind of see the person starting trouble, you have to worry about going home to your family at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Why should I put my life at risk because somebody I don't know is starting stuff or acting stupid?
Because they feel entitled.
Now, like, it's different. Like, if you just see a man and you don't even know the girl, just knock her out, come up to her, and boom, that's kind of different. Like, I feel like
that's questionable too. Well, she get up, you get him up off you, and she get off of him, mind your fucking business. Mm-hmm. Bop, you get like,
and those situations have
that's
happened,
true.
Like,
that's
you know
true.
I mean?
Yeah. I can't stand girl like that. Yeah, that is true. But it's just like my natural instincts, like to if I saw that to jump because you just hit her. But if you don't know the girl and like all that extra shit, mind your business because you want to make it home to your family.
Right.
So
I definitely. I agree with everybody here. I mean, I thought y'all was going to say something else. You know what I mean? But y'all was very reasonable. But like I said, the first form of protection always is going to come from your relatives, your friends. You know what I mean? Obviously, if she had friends there, then that makes sense because they have that connection. But I don't know those relationships to that woman. Clearly, they're not her friends or whatever because she would have said, oh, these my friends would have protected or whatever. It ultimately has to come down to your loved ones because you can't risk. Nobody should be able to put their lives in jeopardy because they want to be a hero, like, you know what I mean? This ain't a comic book or cartoons, like, you know. There's real there's consequences and ramifications for this stuff, like, you know what I mean? So it got me thinking, right? Because I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, what? Because we don't think about certain situations until we have loved ones in this situation. So I'm like, damn, what will my mom, you know, will my mom want me like to step in and protect that woman? So I feel like I gotta call my mom and ask her. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think your mom would want to.
I
want to
see
that.
I really want to hear what my mom would say.
What you think she gonna say?
Mind your business.
Mind your business, son.
Yeah, she probably is gonna say.
You don't know her. Is she walking around drunk crazy? Mind your business, son.
Let me see real quick if Mama Duke's gonna pick up.
Ooh.
She better pick up.
Hello?
Oh, you're on the first ring. That's what I'm talking about. Like, yo, Mama, you know it's your favorite son, your most handsomest son. Like, you know what I mean? I got a question for you, right? If there's a woman in the streets and she's getting, let's say she's getting abused by another man, what would you expect me to do in that situation?
Call the police.
Call the police?
Should he jump in?
That's what
he
said. Great mom.
They said, should I jump in?
Should he intervene?
Hell no.
That's what I'm talking about, Mom.
But who would you...
At the end of the day, if that's her man, it ain't like she ain't know she been getting beat. She been getting beat. So she don't want to go back to him. Anyhow, they probably
going to
jump you for jumping in.
I love
in. Her. She said they probably
going to
jump you for jumping in.
Like, no, she's right.
But who do you expect me to jump in for? Like, what type of people would you expect me to...
Me?
Okay.
Family.
Your family.
Mm-hmm.
Or your closest friends.
No strangers.
Mm-hmm. But not no stranger.
See, Mom.
You don't know what they got under their coat.
Mm-hmm.
or between their legs.
I appreciate you, Mama. Love you.
I ain't gonna
Mama should be on his couch.
You
know, I like
Mama. Mama gonna have to pull up to the show. Like, I'm gonna talk to you later.
Alright, baby. Love you.
Love you too.
Later.
Mm-hmm. And this is a black. This is a black woman. This is a mother. This is a wife.
Mind your business.
You know what I mean?
So, mind your business, son.
Listen, man. We got to get, like I always say on the show, we got to get back to communities. You know what
That's
I mean? Because once we have communities and these safe spaces for each other, then we could have people intervene. And I remember Jew was talking about, we don't have that sense of camaraderie in our neighborhoods anymore. Like, you know what I mean? Even us having neighborhood watches, like, we don't even have communities to have a neighborhood watch.
We don't know our neighbor's name.
You know what I mean?
It's
like,
the
so
rich people that have community watches, you're right.
Mm-hmm. So let me get to this next topic. Yo, hit that like button, man. If y'all still here, hit the like button, comment y'all favorite part. If y'all disagree, agree, cop the merch, dailyrappercrew.co. How is rewarding bad behavior impacted in our society?
All right, let's say this, so I'm gonna be last. Go ahead.
I mean, the only thing I have to say is it's just like a little kid. If a little kid throws a tantrum and every time they throw the tantrum, they know they're gonna get rewarded for it, I'm gonna keep throwing tantrums. So that's the same thing with the bad behavior. Like, we complain so much about, well, people are acting this way, or women are acting this way, or men are acting this way, but we give so much attention to the people that are doing this and then expect them not to do it. That don't make sense. They're gonna keep doing it because they get attention from it.
Right.
Shit, you don't even need us on the show. She got everything down pat. Like, goddamn, man. What's your thoughts on this? As a matter of fact, I'm saving you for last. Long leg. What's your thoughts on this?
Well, I'm dealing with that now. My son has a friend, but his mother, she rewards her son for bad behavior. Like, literally, it's always something with her son. Like, always something.
Give us an example.
Okay. He broke my son's bike. He stole my son's $20. They were at a sleepover. My son had $20. So I called her and I was like, did such and such see the $20? She didn't know that I was still on the phone. So she asked him, like, did you see the $20? He was like, oh, I didn't know whose money it was. Why would you take the money and you didn't know whose money it was?
So how she rewarded him? Like, she's not disciplining him?
She didn't discipline him.
Okay.
Like,
if
it was Jaden, I would have said, how did you get the money? I didn't give you $20. You know what I'm saying? I would have been on his ass. Like, she didn't, like I said, she didn't discipline him at all with the bike, with the money, with his phone. It's always something. She's always rewarding his bad behavior. And I had to say to her, like, listen, if my son lays hands on your son, like,
It is what it is.
I'm gonna lay hands on you. Like, I don't want it to be that.
You,
but
you
like,
talk to the camera on that one?
So you said you wanted to go last. What's your thoughts on this?
Repeat the question for
me. Are people, how is rewarding bad behavior impacting our society?
Society sucks now because people are rewarding bullshit. Look at music. Look at these BBLs. And this, I just get mad that also women are, they're making it worse. You're accepting bullshit. You're accepting nowadays men walking all over you. Because men nowadays, no offense, there's so many BBL, all these, like, no, I'm just saying because you're a man. Like, everybody, no offense. So many BBLs, so many little sores, like, you know, running around. Like, men don't care about females no more. So, like, how you act as a female, y'all ruin this shit for real women that really, you know, we're real women. They expect us to be a certain way now, and we're not even like that. To me, that's how it ruins it. Society is messed up. You know, it's not like it was back in the day. Even 2000s, early 2000s are better than this. It's too easy. Women are making it too easy. So that's just...
What exactly is too easy?
Too easy? Like, for a woman? Yeah. They just give it up like it's clockwork. What do you mean too easy? Like, they don't... My dad taught me that a man wants to chase. And you don't even have to chase a woman. Meaning, like, don't be all over a man. Don't just... I'm not talking about one-night stands or whatever. I'm just talking about you're too easy. Like, you give him what you want. You're too available. Mm-hmm. A real man don't want you too available. He wants to know, are you busy? What do you do while I'm at work? Like, not like you just here and just waiting for the ladies to get cocked up. And then, like, you know, you're just waiting for a good time. Like, that's what I mean too easy. Like, they accept bum girls nowadays.
The ultimate reward that most men get, which they don't even appreciate, is another a child from a woman that keeps, you know, giving him chance after chance after he's been a dirtbag after being a dirtbag. You get what I'm saying? So, ultimately, you know, I do believe women give men a lot of chances, whether they know this ain't the person to get pregnant by, but the reward is kind of a detriment to both of you guys because now you're a single parent, most likely the dude don't want to be there for you, and you just won't be raising like a child alone.
He's a likable guy.
He's not biased. I like him.
You trying to say we biased?
A little bit, especially you. He's been actually agreeing a little
especially
bit.
Especially me.
I don't know. I just get that vibe.
What's your thoughts on this, Ace?
When I seen this topic, what came to mind immediately was how women deal with men that like the fuck boys, basically. You know what I mean? So they dealing with a guy that they know don't want to be in a relationship with them, and they still going back over there, even though they girl some girl stop fucking him, blah blah, and they want, they be saying, oh, why y'all don't talk to y'all friends and tell him, oh, he gotta stop being a fuckboy. If I'm telling him stop being a fuckboy, but you still going over there sucking his dick, what he gonna do? Like, you know what I mean? So that's what I mean. Yeah.
So are you basically saying women are making it easy for men? I rest my case.
I never said I disagree with you.
Yeah, rebuttal on the question. So, you know, I just took it there.
I never disagree. But, yeah, so, I do think bad behavior is being rewarded for sure. Yeah.
So, going back to the bad behavior being rewarded, let's go off of this. How do y'all feel about this comment with the black monkey with Erica Mena?
Black monkey?
She's talking about Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah, we all watch Love and Hip Hop.
I'm about to say, she's talking about Love and Hip Hop.
I'm not too familiar with that situation.
Who she called Black Monkey?
Exactly.
Well,
she called Spice a Black Monkey.
What Spice did?
Listen, I ain't even trying to get
about her.
I don't even
that's
care enough about
story.
That.
Yeah, that's
yeah like, but
story,
just to get back to the topic, you're about to have Love and Hip Hop gossip on this show. Like, what's wrong with you?
Tune into
you
know,
that's rewarding bad behavior. No. That's bad behavior.
That's a fair point. I think in general, just in our society, whether it's men or women, because I could name a thousand instances like Keem said with women, but I think men's the same way. We reward bad behavior for men all the time, or for women. Like, you know, I've seen women with that are 9/10 out of 10s, but they have a poor attitude, poor personality, poor behavior, but they are getting rewarded because they look good or whatever the case is. So they don't feel the need to change. Like, they're not going to change because they don't have to. Men are still rewarding them with their time, money, whatever the case is. Just like the women, other women that just have bad attitudes or don't want to change. There's going to be men out there still rewarding that behavior. You're not going to change behavior if you're still getting rewarded, like Ace said. So whether it's the guy who, like, I'm not going to change if you're still rewarding me, like, you know what I mean? If you gave me a check, like, why would I change this? Because my homeboy said, like, yo, you a deadbeat? Like, okay, like, cool. There's 8 other girls still want to fuck me. So it's like, all right, cool. I got 8 baby moms and you still want to fuck with me? Like, that's, you know what I mean? So there isn't that necessary ramifications for my behavior. And I think we need to get back to shaming people more, shaming men more, telling men like X, Y, and Z is wrong. And
you mean
and
shame though, like
I think that
in like stone a nigga.
Nah, not
what's
in
the
Middle Ages, like you know what I'm saying?
Right?
Like, I think
that's extreme.
I'm joking.
Holding them accountable for
yeah,
what
they're doing. Yeah, exactly. And then
you said
them,
that because Shorty got hit with the brick.
I just was being
that's a story.
I agree with everything you're saying.
Now, because, you know, I think once we get we end up celebrating bad behavior too much in society. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is why we have all these baby showers. Oh, you got pregnant at 13, but yeah, we're going to still throw you a baby shower. It's like, we almost rewarding that behavior. I'm not saying that you got to punish them or whatever the case is, right. But you almost celebrating, like, oh, okay, that's another true. Life. Whatever.
You've been fucking.
That's true.
If my daughter
gets
pregnant at 13, she in the crib till 30.
That's true.
Homeschool. I should have been in the house before then. Fuck you talking about?
A homegirl's probably going to still throw her party. Like, that's, you know, true. What I mean,
is she not going?
But see, I don't think it's enough to just confront people or just tell people, like, oh, that's wrong, because clearly, like you said, that don't do nothing. You telling me okay and what? You have to really give people real consequences. You have to, like, okay, well, I'm not fucking with you no more because you doing stuff I don't agree with, or now you ain't chilling with us, we not doing nothing for you, you are cut off from all benefits, because that's the only thing people are going to react to is when they don't get the benefits. Other than that, but even, I'm not reacting to that.
Even so, in the scenarios that you're talking about, whether it's the fuck boy and the woman still rewarding him, he's still going to keep doing that if she still rewarding him or other women still rewarding him. And on the flip side, if that girl still getting guys that's tricking on her, she's still going to be that same girl. That's like, they not going to change until, it got to be a collective.
Yeah, it does.
It can't just be one person.
I mean, look at Superhead. She's still feeling like she top tier. You know what I'm saying?
Her name's Superhead.
Damn, you just brought him out of nowhere. I was going to say
Brittany Renner, but you know what I'm saying? She could still get a nigga.
She was getting two niggas on that podcast.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's always going to be people out there, but again, you change behavior is not going to change if you keep rewarding it, and that's the moral of the story. People just got to be more disciplined. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Easier said than done, but you know. Listen, I appreciate y'all for pulling up again. Mm-hmm. Let them know where they can follow you at.
You could follow me on Instagram, Miss Longlegs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Niggas gonna think perverted with that name, though. I like.
Ooh, I got some long legs, so that's all.
You ain't making it no better. Like, all right.
Put it over your head and say it again.
Like, nah. They gonna lie, I got some strong shoulders. No.
Hi. Right? I'm like, my name is Hazel. You can find me at @IamHazel_Cartel on Instagram, or Hazel Cartel, CARTEL, on Facebook.
And you say you do music, with the
Cartel,
right?
Yeah, I sing and I rap. Cartel.
You want to shout out your Apple Music real quick, or where they go find
Hazel
it?
Hazel Cartel. You can just search
Apple Music?
It. Yeah, Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music, all over the place.
You know I'm going to put you on the spot, though. You get them like a little vocal real quick.
Oh, I said I sing and I rap. You just going to hit me like that? Yeah. I'm already sweating. Go on Spotify. Give me more money. How about you listen to it and stream it?
Damn. Niggas don't get freestyles no more. Like,
yeah, like, oh, no, I freestyle.
Are you freestyling?
Heck yeah.
So can we get a Daily Road Crew freestyle?
I can't even get a dollar for that. So what am I going to do it right now?
You're going to get fans.
Because it takes work.
It's over 200,000 people watching. Look.
Don't put me on blast right now. $1. F you. Don't put me on blast right now. Because here's the thing. Y'all know we here with the lights and film. Man, I be mentally prepared. Like, I'm sweating and stuff.
That's $2.
No, but I'm really nice.
You got two on the table.
Okay. I'll be sarcastic. I don't do stuff for $2. You hear me? But no, if I was going to do it, I would do it off the rip. But, you know, you got to, you know, explain it here. Because if I'm going to perform, I'm going to perform.
See, look, you just held him accountable. You didn't. Right. That was bad behavior right there. You didn't, you know, you didn't accept it. Like,
I don't need that $2, love. I ain't going to do that if I make my own money. I would rather him keep it so he can just maybe invest in some stocks, but I'm not gonna let him like give me $2.
Or some socks.
If I want to do it, stocks, my socks. We from Dollar Tree. We talking stocks. So not stocks.
We
stock,
give
not
$2.
Stock,
well, $2 socks.
I don't feel like no. I would do it for free, but like you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, my name is Alexis. You can find me on Instagram, Alexis Bree, and with an underscore at the end.
Y'all appreciate y'all for tuning in. If y'all didn't like already, hit the like button. It helps us out.
Subscribe
a lot. You know what I mean? Join the membership, man. I'm pretty sure we're gonna have some bloopers behind the scenes. get the merch, man. DailyRapperCrew.co, man. Appreciate y'all.
This was a funny episode.
Yeah.
I ain't laughed like that in a long time, man.